all seen the sign, danger, men at work. But what about the women? With 11,749,000 workers currently in the construction industry, almost 9% of those workers are female, or 1,131,000. Although the Department of Labor Statistics is a trustworthy source, it's hard to believe that there are that many women working in construction when you drive by the plethora of building projects coming up in and around the Austin area. I stopped at 6 different construction sites in the North Austin area and found a big zero. Fortunately, I know a female superintendent. Norma Ortega has been in the construction industry for 15 years and started out as a welder. Since, she has worked her way up to steel foreman, job foreman, and as of just 2 years ago, superintendent. She says it was a hard fight, filled with many hot Texas days, derogatory comments, and aching muscles.
The women in construction were usually, or only found, in the job trailers as the secretary. Somebody answering phones, dealing with only the tasks of being in the trailer, managing the paperwork, other than myself.
The average number of women employed in the construction industry increased by 4.82% from 2005 to 2006. The climate for women in the construction industry has certainly changed dramatically in the last two decades. Perhaps with the help of organizations like the National Association of Women in Construction, which first began with 16 founding members and now has chapters all over the country. Alice Ashley, one of the 16 founding members of the National Association of Women in Construction, said, "We were women with electricity in our veins, cement dust on our shoes, sawdust on our minds, busy, 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 filthy things."
Four of us are taking the opportunity. There's money to be made. There's a challenge there, and women aren't so intimidated anymore by the construction field. They've seen one step out there, and that one encourages somebody else that takes that step out there, and it's a good feel if you don't mind getting dirty.
I couldn't help but wonder what it must be like for Norma Ortega to be a female superintendent working in an industry full of men.
Have most of them, do you think they've ever worked on a job that had a woman superintendent before?
No. They always say, "I never had to work for a woman before." I have, like Jim, who said he's worked around assistants or like field engineers for ladies. But as far as the majority of the people that I have on my side have never worked for a female superintendent.
With the number of women in the construction industry on the rise, it will be interesting to check back in on Norma in a few years.